This is part two of this podcast.
You are now listening to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Yeah, alright, so next topic I was discussing, what time is it now? Later. I don't know if you saw the clip. Let me see if I can find it.
By the way, that's a good conversation. How's your photography going? I see you used the DJI on your video the other day. In the car. You took my tickets.
Oh, you see it, yeah?
Yeah, come on, man. I can tell the DJI movement, blood.
I use my phone for that.
So, was the movement edit after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That video's done bits. I didn't even expect it to. I just threw it out quickly, man.
Nah, it's relatable, man.
I start making more content like that.
Them Usher tickets were crazy, bro.
Brother.
Oh, yeah! What are you... Crazy! What's going on here, blood? You, man, don't know that Usher knows man's name and that.
Oh,
nah, gosh. Man. Where's this voice... What?
What's wrong with them, man?
Hey, yo, what's up? This is your boy Usher and you... Right. Hey, yo, what's up? This is your boy Usher and you partying on the R&B Slow Jams with Chucky and Taser on the hottest R&B event in Europe. Yeah, man.
Wait, one more time.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is your boy Usher and you partying on the R&B Slow Jams with Chucky and Taser on the hottest R&B event in Europe. Yeah, man.
Hold on.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is your boy Usher and you partying on the R&B Slow Jams with Chucky and Taser on the hottest R&B event in Europe. Yeah, man.
Come on, man. What's going on? The big man himself, you know.
I'm going to go up to Usher and tell him, yo, Taser, nigga, what the fuck is that? Oh, yeah, the nigga after the fight. Nah, I'm joking.
That's fine.
I'm joking,
man. Nah, it's fine. So I'll just throw a name and everyone will get scared in that room, you know? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on, man.
Jesus. I can't find it, man. But anyway, basically what it was, actually, it might be in a group, actually, but someone put it in there, but it wasn't the same clip that I saw.
Men want that emotional experience almost as much as women do. But here's the thing. In my experience, it's more important for a woman to have an emotional experience in a relationship than it is for a man. That's kind of like why the woman is there. Perhaps you've heard it said that you can make a woman feel anything except bored. And there's some truth to that statement. A woman who hates you might not leave, but a woman who feels indifferently is probably looking for the door. So if it's more important for a woman to have an emotional experience in a relationship, then it's probably better that she be the adorer. Because if she's the adored, if she's up there on that pedestal, well, that might feel good for a while, but it will actually get boring pretty quickly. Men want...
Yeah, so I had a conversation with someone the other day and we were talking about, you know, that age-old argument where it's like, who should like who more?
Mm-hmm.
Should the man love the woman more than the woman loves the man, innit? And then we're having a conversation and I saw that clip, but there's another clip where the guy breaks it down that there's the adored and the adorer. The adored is at the top, but they don't have the emotional connection because they don't feel what the adorer feels.
The person who's adoring the person up above.
Yeah. So if you're adored, for example, there's a girl who adores you, but you don't adore her such.
Mm-hmm.
You like her, but you don't feel how she feels. Whereas when you're adored, she looks at you. Or the person looks at you. They want to be around you. Like they like so much. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying that when the adorer looks at the adored, it drives them to always want to be around the person, like the person, whatever. The adored has to be happy with being the adored. If they don't and they get bored, they're going to cut. So that's what he was saying, that in terms of women emotionally, if they get to a point where they're bored, because remember, women will act like they want to be adored. But I think there's a difference between being shown affection and being adored. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're adored, if you're someone who likes excitement or you like something, like the guy might be simping. Have you ever had that before, that when you like a girl a bit too much, you kind of, not change, but like...
I drop my...
Something changes and...
I know what it is. I tolerate more. There's a lot more of... There's things that I wouldn't tolerate. Like, there's a bare standard. Like, disrespect, name calling, all of that stuff. I don't care how buff you are. You're not going to disrespect me like that. Yeah. But there's certain things, for example,
that you might overlook.
Yeah. So I'll be ready by 8. Mm. Outside the yard, car's on, bruv, it's 8:45. I'm still here waiting. Whereas there's some, bruv, 8:15, I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. But the 8:15 girl respects you more than the 8:45 girl.
Because he's got principles, he's got standards.
That's my point. Yeah, so I'm saying. Yeah. So that's why the adore thing happens. Whereas if you adored that woman, you wouldn't mind staying outside for 45 minutes.
Yeah, but there's a video. Did you see the video of the Nigerian man? Basically, he said he's speaking to a very attractive girl. Yeah, he said this is the difference between being very attractive and not being very attractive. He said, I've been speaking to this girl. She told me this is the hotel she's staying in. I've even brought her food. I've messaged her. She said, one sec, I'm coming down. She doesn't know that I've already seen her get into the brother's car in front of me. And they're in the car now, chilling. He's toasted her. But it's fine, because you're so buff, I'll wait. Hey. I said, I can see. Keep doing what you're doing.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'll keep the food warm.
But in life in general, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you can have a rapper, for example, or an artist that will have a concert and invite 12 buff things. They're all in VIP. They know they've all been invited, but no one's going to say anything. No one's going to pull rank, because if I pull rank, I might not be here next week or next time.
Let another rapper do that.
No, not even let a rapper. Let another guy.
Try to invite 12 beefs. Well, you invited her. And me, which is going on here? All right.
Even if your phone rings after 11. What? You think? That's what I'm saying. People know. So I'm just saying, like, I feel it's an interesting conversation. That what do you think? Do you believe that men should love more than women, or women should love more than men?
It's a difficult one because, like, when you use the example that you gave, I immediately thought of, like, rapper and fan.
Okay.
So
I think that's the problem, though. People equate it to what they see.
No. But I'm saying the fan will always adore the rapper because, again, she or he is the person who's invested in this person for a long time.
Yeah.
If the person in question, the artist in question, if they consistently see this person as a fan, they're going to get bored because there's so many of them.
No, but I think it depends on, that's what I'm saying. I think it depends on the person on the top. That's why the guy was saying in the video that now it depends on the adored, how they are as a person.
That's what I'm saying. Because
if that person's happy with being the adored and that's the position that they want to take, then the relationship's perfect because I'm cool here. I don't mind it. Whereas that's what he's trying to say, that if you're not someone that is happy being the adored, you're going to get bored there. And that's what's going to cause a conflict. That's why he was saying that with women, because they're so emotionally invested, some of them will say they want to be adored, but then when they're adored, they get bored.
No, but I think that's two different things, though, because you can adore someone and not get bored.
That's what I've said to you. The adored person has to be, same way that rapper, for example, you can have a rapper that has a fan that's on, man. But if you're that rapper that, like, I love my fan, like Michael Jackson, for example, Michael Jackson will never get bored of his fans.
No, I'm talking about the fan in particular.
No, I'm just saying, just in general, like, you'll never get bored of these fans. I love my fans, whatever. There's certain rappers, I'm going home, man. Fuck these fans, man.
I think you're missing my point.
You know what I'm saying?
I think what I'm trying to say is, let's say the artist wants to take the fan home.
Yeah.
The energy in that room or in that car, wherever they go, is going to be the fan. The fan wants to hear what the rapper has to do. The rapper doesn't necessarily, is not really invested in the fan. But let's say the rapper does get invested in the fan. Yeah. The fan might be like, which is a bit weird. I'm here to adore you.
No, but
so I'm just saying this. It depends on the energy. So in reverse, would the way I'm translating it is: would I want to adore my woman? Yes. Would I want to put my woman on a pedestal? Yes. But the example you're giving is that because she's on a pedestal, she can get bored.
No. The thing is, the problem with the example you've used in terms of the rapper and the fan is that's very obvious.
I had to use that as an example.
No, but I think it's too. It's too extreme.
Yeah, but marriage.
Because in terms of a marriage, this is
both is adored though.
Yeah. Both is adored because there has to be a level of love and like for you to even be in this arena. But in terms of basically what you're saying, in terms of life in general, there's always someone. There's never a 50-50 split. So, for example, if you say Faded, for example, both of you are in it, but it's never 50-50. Like, you might do more of something than Matthew. Matthew might do more of something than you. It's never 50-50. But it works for you because of how it works.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with how much we adore each other?
No, but that's what I'm saying. But in terms of this adored thing, you're talking about someone's always going to like someone more than another. But when you assume that role subconsciously or whatever it is, are you actually happy being there for a long period of time? As in, does that role suit you?
Okay, can it change?
I don't know if it can change.
But it must be able to. Like, for example, there's going to be... I know the woman I'm going to be with is going to adore me.
All right, break it down to sex then, for example. If you're a man or a woman who is dominant in the bedroom, you're going to want someone who is submissive in the bedroom.
At times.
No, but at times, whatever. But generally speaking, the majority of the time, if you are dominant in the bedroom, you're going to want to dominate. That's how it is. So you're going to look for a partner who is not submissive. Dominant or submissive. And that's how it is. So I'm saying, in terms of relationships, look at it like that, in terms of if you're the adorer, you're gonna, you know, there's certain people that just,
it's about me,
are hopeless romantics, that like anything is, oh my god, I just, that person tends to be maybe the adorer because they've got this notion of romance in their head and buying into it. So that's why, for example, them, if their partner doesn't reciprocate it, they get bored. So they might be the adored, maybe. Yeah, that the romantic might be the adored, because once the admiration stops, there's an issue. If you're not being romantic anymore, if you're not tying into what I want anymore,
So,
do you know what I'm saying?
So basically, I know for me now, I can't be with someone who needs consistent admiration.
So that means you can't be even adored.
I'm the adorer and that they're adored. I adore them.
No, you have to be the adorer.
Yeah, I mean, adore them.
No, you have to be the adored. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, but people don't realize, because you're the adored doesn't mean you don't want anything partner.
I know. What I'm trying to say.
But it's just that what you need from the relationship is not the validation all the time. Or do you?
No, I don't need validation all the time. I'll do what I think is right. If you like it, you tell me. If you don't... Even if you don't tell me you like it.
But there's some people that
need it. Yeah.
Need it. As in, like, if you're not feeding me this, I can't be here.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas for me,
I
for
think
example,
that's difficult to, uphold, though.
I don't need that.
Like, for example, did you see the video with Russell Wilson talking about
Future?
Yeah.
Nah,
so there's a video where he's talking about basically God told him that he needed to assume the responsibility of raising Future.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he entered baby Future's life at 9 months.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So technically, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? And they've got 3 kids after that. So they got 4. And he's like, there's no way, like, you know, basically what he was saying is there's no way you enter a situation where you're someone's stepdad or stepparent and you don't love them just as much as your kids if you want it to work, basically. You could tell that, based on what he's saying, I don't know actions-wise, I can't speak for that because I'm not in the house, but what he was saying, he was like, I love them all just the same. They're my kids. But I do believe you have to be in that kind of mode in order for a relationship like that to flourish. If I'm going to be with someone who already has a child and that person's going to be with me and I'm already with child, you have to love my child just as much as you love me. I wouldn't say as much as your child, so I'm not asking you to do that. But if you do, great. But you treat my child with the same respect you treat me. You can't love me and hate my child. I'm not staying around. I don't care how much you adore me. If you don't like my child, it's not happening. That is, I don't know how men are trying to, not saying men are, but if you're ever in a situation like that, there is no way you'll make it. I don't care how much you love this girl. Come on, man. But I like the way he kind of answered, what's my man's name again?
I am
athlete. Brandon.
Brain. Oh, I can't.
The one with the dread, yeah. The one with the...
Cam Newton.
Did you see the fight?
I heard they rushed him or something. Why did they rush him?
I don't know why they rushed him, but they didn't rush him, bro. The hat didn't move. He held his own, bro, with like 4 men. I think he ate 2 bangs as well in his face. The hat didn't move, bro. Like, Rick Ross even posted a video, said, you got to raid that man, Cam Newton. The hat didn't move. He's swinging them, like, they're throwing bangs. The hat was...
Were they kids?
Yeah, you could tell they were like 18, 19 years old.
Why though?
I don't know. He was at some fair...
Summer camp.
But people were basically saying, this is why you don't mess around with NFL players. They are different type of strong. Like, their training is different. 25 reps on 100 kg.
Yeah,
it's the entry point. But I did 22. My chest was...
That's a lot though.
20, bro. I'm gonna aim for 25 one day though.
But yeah, so I think it's an interesting thing. Because I feel like when you speak about emotions and stuff like that, I feel like relationships. But I feel like the most important thing to take away from this is relationships are different. They're all separate. Like, that's what I think people need to realize nowadays is that maybe let's stop watching other people's relationships, because that might not work for you.
But I think we should have been doing that from early, bro.
Yeah, but I know, but I feel like social media just fucked up everything.
I look at
because of Valentine's Day, for example. Look at how Valentine's Day has progressed from maybe 2017, 2018 to 2024.
Oh, it's a show.
Now, when I go on Valentine's Day, I don't know who has a man, who's single, who's not. I just saw roses, underwear. I was like, wait, hold on, she got a man.
I saw Galentine, but your girl bought you knickers, yes?
Brother, it was like...
Your girl bought... What are you saying? I should buy you boxers next Valentine.
Yo, I'm even mad,
no, but some of these girls are posting Galentine. I'm seeing lingerie.
If you buy a man boxers, I'm not going to lie to you, safe, because... As I get older, I appreciate shit like that, bro.
I'm going to buy you boxes on Valentine's Day.
No, I'm not saying you have to buy it, but if you bought it to the studio, like you, man, just to ail up the man them on Valentine's.
What's the male equivalent? Galentine?
A yo time. So it is, blood. That is...
I can't get my brief on Valentine's, bro. That is crazy. This bromance is on a different level.
But yeah, like...
I can see James buying Fuhad boxes, though.
Yeah, definitely them.
Hey, daddy boxes as well. Yeah,
mad. With his face at the back. That man there.
Every time he farts, he comes out his
mouth. That man there.
Hey, shout out them, man, though. Hey, by the way, I don't know if people misinterpreted what I was posted, yeah, but I posted Charlemagne's post where he was talking about how many black people between the age of 18 to 35 listen to broadcasts in America. But I believe... And correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know in the comments. He was taking a dig at Joe Budden because
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club was second. Joe Rogan was first, and then hold on. Let me find it. Joe Budden's ops were like.
Is Joe Budden's ops?
You'll see.
Mal Rory.
Nah.
Who these ops?
$1 million worth a game. They were above him.
Are they Joe Budden's ops?
You know, there's a few. They go, they do their little back.
Oh, so $1 million game is up like that. I didn't know they had more of listeners than
this is what I'm saying. So yeah, so Joe Rogan was number one. Breakfast Club was number two. Crime Junkie number three. Drink Champs number four. Nori and that, and DJ EFN. $1 million worth of game were number five. Joe Budden number six. Steve Harvey Show number seven. The Daily number eight, and Shits and Gigs number nine.
My niggas,
come on,
that's a big thing still.
Very big, but I don't think Charlemagne was doing it for that. He was just posting him. But I was like, by doing that, you've posted that rush.
But I swear he added them as well.
No. I added them when I posted it.
No, I saw someone on their page, not yours.
Probably James or Fuhad, they reposted it.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was the top 10 podcast among Black Weekly listeners above the age 13 in the US for the final quarter of 2023.
But you know how many times that like I'm viewing stories of people I know in America and I'll see Shits and Gigs is on their story.
Their thing's different, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I said to them, when they go on tour in America, there's a couple of dates that I'm available. Yeah, man.
Even the BTS podcast, I've seen that in a few girls' pods. I mean, a few girls' stories in America as well.
BTS?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know them?
No.
I don't know them either, but they record here, innit?
Yeah, but one of the girls on it follows me on Twitter because I saw something happen on their page, and when you know something where you just snooping, and then you look follows me. I'm like, rah, okay.
When you,
that's always doing the ad libs.
The one sits here.
Yeah.
When you lot are ready for Marvin Taze on your pod, we'll come and light it up, man. BTS, shout us. Why not? It's in the same studio. Brent, look at you. You don't want to do the cross pollination.
Hey yo, that term is crazy.
That's what it's called, though.
In
football,
centre mid.
So you could have played in the charity game, Chunks, Philly. And
yeah.
Did you watch it?
Nah, I didn't watch it.
But they see speed, yeah. I can't lie to you, big
garbage.
Man. I love. No. Okay, I'm not even talking about
when Hazard set him up. I said, come on,
man. You see the second one. Hazard didn't give you the ball. He turned. But I didn't like the tackle on Kaká. Brother, relax.
Yeah, I know.
High foot, hit man's ankle. I know Kaká was fuming.
Yeah,
he's thinking, hey Chunks, I didn't sign up.
And Kaká is a man of God as well, so he's calm, innit? But he's thinking, what are you doing, man?
He's thinking, Chucks, I did sign off for this.
Bro. You see them games there, yeah? If I play them games, brother.
Serious?
What? But obviously, remember my Achilles, innit? I need to sort out my Achilles.
Why don't you go see it?
I need to have an operation.
Oh, my osteopath wants to come on the pod, by the way. He wants to forward on the pod. He's actually cool. He's cool peoples, man. But he knows what he's doing. Like,
it might be a good episode. I might get him and... might be good to get him on the pod and Haley. I mean... Harley on the pod, the swimming instructor.
Okay.
Because two black, is he black?
No, he's not black.
Okay.
He's, The way I said, okay.
Awkward. Jesus.
Why did you assume he was black though?
I don't know why, man.
Nah, he's, he was recommended by someone. He's not the one from Harrods. This is another. When the one in Harrods was eating my peas, I said, big man. Because you know what it is though? Like, so this is apparently what some, and I always hear it from the person I'm going to. He always talks about other, what do you call them? Is it therapists?
Yeah, other therapists. Yeah,
physiotherapists.
Other practitioners.
Yeah. They always talk about other ones. So they always say that they don't address the problem. They find out what the problem is, but and then they want it off. Yeah. Because I'm not that kind of guy. I'll try to help you with the problem. I'll let you know how many sessions. And I give you exercises to go off with, and you do. So I've had an injury from when I squatted 180 kg. I went down, I came up a little bit whilst I was still sitting in the squat, and I felt my lower back.
Ayo.
Rather than push the weight off me, I just tried to finish my rep. Toast. But my boy's got a video of me. I was on the floor for like 5 minutes. He's my boy like, "You're right." I said, "Brother, I don't know what I've done. I'm fucked." Eventually got up. I didn't get seen for 2 years. I just recovered and just continued.
Got scar tissue in there.
Yeah. Right. But then when he examined my lower back, he was like, "You've trained around your injury. You've built muscle. So now it's just permanently there." So I'm saying, you can move it back. I'll realign you. But the problem is, your body's always going to want to resort back to how it was before. So you've got to train it. But by doing that, your instep has basically fucked you over. So I have flat feet. Flat feet leads to my knees going out or going in.
Yeah, you walk like mad flat.
It's turning in, and then my hips obviously twist. They're not the right way. Because that's what affects your lower back. So I had to invest in insoles. I can show you. I had to invest in insoles. These are like £400. So the arch is very high. So it keeps me, yeah. It keeps me from...
This is brother, how's man getting having you like this?
What do you mean? It helps though.
The instep, just add something to your instep.
Yeah, so I molded my feet.
Four bills.
Why are you focused on the price, not the health?
Nah, man, you're moving mad.
What do you mean? This is what I'm saying. You're moving mad.
But it's four bills.
But I feel the difference. It's
psychological, bro.
I said it's like, my knee hurts. What am I saying to be psychological?
You're not training your knee.
What do you mean I don't train my knee?
You don't train your knee.
Bro, there's a difference between training your knee in the wrong position.
What's the issue? Your lower back?
And it stems from my knee because I'm flat-footed.
Yeah.
Man said, no. Are you the osteopath?
It doesn't work like that.
All right, cool. Sorry, you're the doctor. How many degrees do you have?
I've got a couple still.
Swear down.
Man done PE.
What?
I don't feel the qualification.
Let's move on.
I don't feel the qualification.
All right, let's move on, bro.
You don't stretch. Do you know the maddest thing?
Oh, you're going to tell me you stretch.
What?
You can tell me you stretch.
I do stretch when I'm in the gym.
And I stretch as well.
Yeah, but I ain't got a problem with my knees.
So what does that mean?
On my hip, on my flat-footedness.
Oh, my days.
On my top cheeks.
Okay, but a man's told me that I'm flat-footed and the problem with my knee is my lower back and my pelvis tilting in. When he realigns me, pause,
this brother's I just feel gonna so take much your, better. You're going to take your body, blood.
But I feel better, though.
Of course you do, because man's realigning you.
So what are we doing here?
Hey,
the reason why I'm feeling pain is because I need realignment. And it's an injury that I witnessed. I was there. I'm the one that squatted 180 and thrashed.
Do you know it's sometimes... Anyway, do you know it's your money, it's your life.
That's not, but I don't want to spend the money, but I need to.
When it's a back, sometimes you just need a good deep tissue thing. A young realigning, all done. But remember, your flat footedness is not new to your body.
It is new to my body.
How's your flat footedness? You've always walked like that, no?
No. No, but again...
So your flat foot didn't start when your back went, that's when you start walking flat.
No, I'm not saying...
Exactly.
No, but I'm saying... So let's say I was always walking flat footed and I was always in pain or I was always walking wrong or my body wasn't aligned properly.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have known until I went and got checked. After I got checked, I felt fine when I was wearing my insoles. Then I stopped wearing my insoles because I'm like, it's just long putting them in different trainers. I like to change my trainers often. And then the problem comes back, the exact problem. I go back to the same guy and he's like, "Have you been wearing your insoles?" I say no, and he's looking at me like, "So I don't want you to come back."
So you have an arch in your foot?
I should have an arch. I don't have a fascia,
something they call it. Fascia something, isn't it?
I don't know the correct term. But yeah, I don't have the arch, so the insoles allows me
to
have the
arch. That happened to me at one point in time when I was in uni when my arch collapsed. I don't know what happened. I think I had an injury or something. my arch collapsed, but then I used the inner sole. Wasn't £400. I just literally, every trainer's got the, remember back in the day when you used to get your night trainers, you used to take the inner sole out. It used to be this red, like, thing, looked like an eye, that's the shape of an eye. It used to be in there. And that used to be where you used to put the inner sole part of your foot. It used to go in there. It was a cushion.
Was it a foam?
Yeah.
This isn't a foam.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what used to be in trainers. But I used to take them out. Remember back in the day when you used to, like, you'd be a size 9, but you'll buy a size 8. So it looks better.
Because of the creasing.
Not creasing, because you wanted your, no, you just wanted smaller feet just look better with like what you're wearing. So I used to have a habit of taking my inner soles out because it gave you more space in your trainer. But with doing that,
you're just flat.
It just bare like mattress.
Because have you got Birkenstocks?
No.
Because even those have the little instep.
Even wearing flats all the time, I mean, it's bad for you.
I know. So
No, but for me, there's no issue I have. I'm just saying because
you don't know if you have an issue though. You said your Achilles is gone, bro.
No. That's when I was playing football.
Do you reckon the way you walk flat-footed is helping?
No, that my
let's start here. What's going on?
What's talking about?
You said you did PE. So what, tell me what the
what
problem
are you
is,
talking
bro?
About? But I play football and I rocked on my Achilles. Got nothing to do with my flats.
No, but I'm saying
you're there with £400 inner soles telling me this is healing.
Why is the money
telling me this is healing your life?
It is though.
Doctor Sebi,
I feel much better now though.
Inner soles.
No, but as soon as I put my inner soles, I was like, oh snap.
It's psychological, man.
How can you say that's their man?
That's
placebo.
That's their man. That Gerrard, that when they walk out, they touch the Liverpool sign. That makes them have a good game. They don't touch it. They have a bad game.
It's a sign of good luck.
That's what you're.
It's like when Jude Bellingham was walking around. He walked around the Atletico Madrid flag. You didn't want to disrespect it. Might have affected his game. It's just superstitions. But this is not superstition. It's facts.
Superstition,
a man showed me the skeleton, said this is what's happening with your body, this is where the pain is. No, I said yes.
Do you know what it is? But I guarantee you, if you have a problem with your knee, I guarantee you.
I don't have a problem with my knee. I'm saying when I'm flat footed.
No, but you said that
because of my hip. But it's all connected. I don't know what,
so, you think it's since you stopped dancing?
Dancing? I was never a dancer. You got the wrong guy.
No, I've seen you dance.
You got the wrong guy. Okay, does that mean I'm a dancer?
That's what I'm saying. That's what happened with your hip. You got too cool. You stopped dancing. Your hips not warm. Warm your hips up, bro.
I had no problems in the bedroom, bro. Hips are fine.
That's I'm opening another problem.
What? I'm dropping too much.
Not even dropping too much. The hips telling you no. You're telling the
your hips don't lie,
you're
bro.
You're telling the hips, listen, get in the game, man.
Security, yeah.
But to round up, so the Adora thing, I should have tried to find something.
Would you like to be adored?
I don't really care as long as the person likes me. Like genuinely, like as long as you genuinely like me, I'm whatever it is, I don't care. But remember, sometimes it's not you, it's them. Because, for example, if you're with someone and they need attention all the time, but you're someone who's might be flying out for R&B, or you might be whatever. I don't know. And they might work a 9-to-5, so they can't. Like, is the person understanding enough to be like, yeah, I'm cool with that? Or do they need you whenever they're free there? You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's more concerning to me as opposed to like, do you understand each other's lifestyles?
Yeah, but
can you understand if you can't see me for a week because I'm not doing it on purpose?
Yeah, but the issue that I have with that, yeah,
and vice versa.
Sometimes when women find out you had free time, you're not allowed to be like, yeah, but
I just wanted time for myself.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, the moment you had free time, why didn't you think of coming to see me?
But I think, you know, I think we've been fed that lie.
That you have to always be with your partner.
Not that whenever you're free, you should be with them.
I don't think it's a lie. I just think some...
It is a lie.
No. I just think some people do it. Like, everyone resorts back to this when David Beckham drove however many hours to see...
Victoria.
For like, was it 5 minutes or half an hour?
Yeah.
Basically, it didn't make... The math weren't mathing, but he did it.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if he can do it, why can't you? I ain't gonna lie to you. You ain't my Victoria Beckham.
And I ain't Beckham either.
I like, that's another thing. My man's doing the road in a wavy whip.
But wavy, and he's still getting paid. The same time next week, his account is, the balance is rude. Man can do that rubbish.
He might
be a driver.
Yeah, of course he did. You weren't driving. And also, I don't think people take that into consideration. Sometimes, like even like Valentine's Day, the reason why certain girls were getting roses raining in the hotel, like rainwater, whatever you want to call it. It's brother, the brother that she's seeing. And do you know what another thing is? And this is not me putting a downer on anyone's situation. But was that your main man? No, no, no. But you know when the ones were like, Bob, I had my telling me, yeah. Yo. Let me play this voice though. Funny enough. A man told me he did the whole nine yards. His babe missed that flight.
I swear.
Yeah. He goes, Taser, I'm vexed.
Did she miss her flight or she was busy? Yeah, but will people know the voice though? You see, the thing is with Valentine's, yeah?
What did you do?
If your babes is your babe, I mean, New York. If your babes is your babes, yeah? If you say babes, Valentine's, blah, blah, she is there. The moment a girl's like, not your babes. She's not your babes.
All right, that's a good indication.
She's not your babes, bro.
But sometimes you don't want to find out.
She's not your... No, yeah. But see me, the way I date, yeah? I don't need to find out if you're my babes or not, because I'll know already. I'm not entering this not knowing if you're my babes or not. Hoping you're my babes. Yeah. That's crazy.
Have you ever had them ones where a girl tells you to come over on the 13th? Like, yeah, come around 10.
I can't lie to you. If I'm free, I'll go.
Yeah, but you'll wake up on Valentine's.
That's fine.
So you're a bad guy.
Why?
Because it's Valentine's Day, you're woken up in her bed.
Okay.
But you're not that.
But it's just a date.
Oh, swear. You think that's the same for her?
There's no I
that's just yourself up for no reason.
It does stress yourself out for no reason. See what I'm saying? My thing is if we're in that space where we're like,
so you don't think it's calculated?
It can be calculated on her part, but my thing is, if you're, put it this way, you bring a calculator to a math test, right?
And end up using the projector.
No. But I'm saying you bring a calculator to a math test because there's a math test.
Yeah.
If I just walk around the streets with a calculator now, what's the point? There's no math test here.
What's the reference?
That's what she's doing.
Oh, do you pull up with a rose?
No, you're bringing a math. You're bringing a calculator to nothing.
Do you pull up with a rose or like chocolates or anything, knowing that it's going to be the 14th?
But see who I am. I'm not paying attention to the 14th. I'm not paying attention to the date.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm more on a vibe of, for example, if someone a girl to message me and say, "Oh, you come over now," whatever, I'll be like, "All right, cool." But I'm not paying attention to the date. I might, if she now says, "You know, today's the 14th," I'll be like, "Oh, stop this." Stop this. But then even if I'm dead, I might say, alright, cool, let's get something to eat. Let's go and get something to eat.
There's nowhere to book.
You can find somewhere, bro.
We're going to go.
No, I don't mean like the shard. I'm just saying like a
young sheesh kebab.
A young Uber Eats, man. What you want?
And I'm paying.
I hand the phone.
Live life.
What you want? You know what I'm saying?
We get young churros at the edge, you know.
So I'll do that. But yeah, that's what I think. That's what I feel like in terms of London and love and whatever. Everyone's just playing games, man.
Yeah.
Girl A wants guy B, but guy B wants girl C, but girl C wants guy D. Brother, the London's a mess, bro.
What's guy D though? Like what is he offering? Is what I'm not understanding.
Do you know what it is? I think someone said the other day that fours, fives, and sixes.
I hate this numbers thing, man. What the fuck am I?
Four, fives, and sixes, for example, want nines.
Everyone wants nines. But I understand, I can't get the nine.
Cool. But the problem is, when you understand you can't get the nine, then you go for what you can get. But some people don't. For example, there'll be times where like, there's one time I was in a club, yeah, and there's a girl I know. And then she was like, sorry, not in a club. That was later. Me and her talking on the phone, whatever. She's got no guys ever moved to me. Like, it's just annoying, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so I'm listening to her. I'm like, I don't know, maybe you need to go out more. Maybe, I don't know, are you looking approachable? I don't know, maybe smile if there's a guy looking at you that you like, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, cut long story short, we were in a rave together, but not together. Like, I'm with my people, she's with her people. And you know, you just people watching whatever, and I could see like bare man moving to her. So I'm like, but whatever. I'm not saying she was nice. So when I spoke to her afterwards, I was like, any luck tonight? She was like, nah, no guys moved to me. I said, I was there. I saw like four or five guys move to you. She's like, yeah, but they're not my type, or I didn't like them. But I'm like, But you did get moved to. The guys you wanted, maybe they weren't the guys you moved to you, but you technically did. But the way you make it sound is like, no, I moved to you. So I'm like, sometimes with people, it's just like, the person who is for you might have been there, but you're like, nah, I want, but he don't want you. She don't want you. Because they want someone else.
Yeah, I hear that. But do you know what it is though? People need to stop treating dating like shopping. Like, I understand you can afford to because I understand you can afford to buy the shoes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you should have them.
I don't get the analogy.
The analogy is, I understand that you want the right guy to approach you, and the right guy's probably here, but he hasn't approached you.
No, but he might have, but you remember. But
No, the guy she wants.
Yeah, but that's my point. But the guy, but that's my point, is in social media has messed things up.
But there's nothing wrong with you going for the guy that you want.
No, 100%.
Or waiting for the guy that you want. Yeah. But don't complain and say no one's approaching you.
No, there's that argument.
Yeah.
But the argument I'm saying is that back in the day, because for example, dating apps. The problem with dating apps is it's very visual. That's all it is. It's just visual.
Mm.
So back in the day, you had to go, the only way you could speak to a girl before is you had to see her out.
Mm.
So girls got to know guys that maybe they wouldn't normally talk to because, all right, he's with Taser, he's Taser's brethren. Oh, he's actually cool, you know? Oh, he's actually funny, you know? That's how, do you know what I'm saying? You heard about people. Whereas now, people are going out less and just on social, on apps. So you're only seeing what is nice to you. But that person's also seeing what's nice to them, and that's not you. Do you know what I'm saying? So now there's a problem.
Or it might be you, but they have 10 or 20 to choose from because it's true. Just on the app.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm not big on what's on the app. I'm big on in person. And maybe that's why in person, it's like, I find it easy because for me, I didn't grow up in this gen where we're just on our phones.
Yeah, but I feel
I can juggle both.
Yeah, but I feel like you're one of the people that there's a privilege that certain men have.
But I've always, when you lot
that's
say
my,
this,
that's my
but
point.
When you say this, yeah.
No, I had the privilege too.
But it wasn't handed to us.
I didn't say it's handed to us. But
okay, just wanted to clarify.
No, I'm not saying
that. Because for example, when you use like the term pretty privilege.
Yeah.
Some girls didn't work for that. They just knew how to do their hair, or do their makeup.
No, it just happened.
Or it just happened. Whereas mine didn't just happen. I remember when I was the ugly duckling. I looked at it. But I was, bro. I can phone man right now. They'd be like, brother, Taser was getting brushed.
The thing is, but you growing up, it's different to being brushed because, for example.
No, but people are still holding on to that.
Garbage.
Look at my man. It's not garbage. Look at my man whose girlfriend went to go dance with Omalay. Brother, his villain arc just started, bro.
Nah, his villain arc. That guy's, that's his blessing. That's his blessing. There ain't no villain arc to start.
What do you mean?
He's up.
What's it? What, 30K, 30 babes?
30K, 20 babes, 45,000 followers. But he's popping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's online apologizing.
He can just step out. Why is she apologizing again? She's made two videos.
She didn't like the comment that she got on the first one because people are getting onto her.
I feel like, do you know what? Someone needs to have a conversation with her and just say, babe.
Ignore the internet.
Just ignore it, man. Yeah. But do you know what? I can't say what's happening in their DMs.
Yeah, but even still, her DMs is probably mad. She said she was getting death threats and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but you have to ignore it. Because at the end of the day, like, what you did was wrong.
Yeah, but she's someone that's used to, remember, she's not used to that arena.
No, I know, but what I'm saying, what you did was wrong. Because at the end of the day, I understand on this whole, like, I'm going to concerts, and if the artist invites me, I'm going up. But
I need to pull you up on something, actually.
Because I said Usher.
No, there's one time, I can't remember what episode you said, where you said something along the lines of, if my girl meets
her favorite artist,
and she wants to lose it, I'm going to give her a moment because this is her favorite artist.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to Taylor.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Okay, but same thing. I'm not watching it, is what I'm saying.
But the fact I know it's happening, I'm gone.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be in an environment where it was happening, is what I'm saying. But who in their right mind goes with their girlfriend to the front row?
No, but
this Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I know.
What?
That's like saying taking your girl courtside basketball. Why not?
Courtside?
If I can afford
The two examples you've just given, none of them is reflective of price. The courtside one is price. That's the status. There's no status in being front row.
Oh yeah, sorry, they weren't seated.
No, they were standing. He was
standing on the bar.
But you know what's mad? He was holding them through the barrier. You know, you're holding the barrier. She was in between his arms.
Yeah.
When he's going, yeah, you. He's moved his arm and he's watched her go. Even the security was laughing at man. Hey, yo, look at my... But it was rude, bro.
Yeah, it was
rude. Rude. Yeah. I would never be in that situation. Never. Why are we standing in front row?
No, I don't mind. But remember, you're forgetting.
No, with my babes. Yeah, but it's what happened.
Yeah, but everyone's different though. Remember, if your girl's a big fan of like an artist and she's like, let's get there early, blah, blah, and then you get there early, for example, and then you happen to be at the front. But it is what it is. Like, do you know what I mean?
Are you saying this for the people that are listening?
No, I'm just being honest. It's what it is. I don't really... I'm not indifferent.
It's not happening to me.
With that, like, I don't. That's not a sticking point for me. Whether you're front row or not.
And the Usher my thing is walking around the crowd.
Yeah, but
he's gone to the table. Kiki Palmer lifted her up. That's different. That's why in my mind I'm like, right, Usher's come into the crowd to pick you.
Yeah, but he knows her though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about. That's the example I was using when I was thinking of. Not you're gonna have to walk. Security's gonna lift you over. What's going on here?
My thing is this.
Nah.
That's why, like, yeah, for me, this is how you act. Because even if Meg Thee Stallion or Jade, what's her name? The one who's going to a party.
Oh, Jada Kingdom.
Said, hey, your boy, come up. I want a cart up there.
You're not going up there. In front of 20,000 people.
If
O2. What?
If I'm with my girl, I'll be like, nah, I'm fine, thanks.
That's what I'm saying.
If I'm single though, I'm
you're not going up if you're single.
But Ronaldo.
You're not going
I'm
up.
I'm sliding on my knees.
You're not going up.
What?
To do what?
Suarez. What?
To do what?
Brother,
you're gonna try to touch her. The clothesline security is gonna give you.
You're not getting one. No, remember, for example, you know Janet Jackson, remember when
you're gonna get tied up like
no,
that?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
So not Janet Jackson, Destiny's Child, when they had Terrence Howard finger in the chair. Man would just sit there. Do whatever, man. I'm here, man. Happy to be here, man. Hopefully you speak to me afterwards backstage. If not, I just go home. But I'm saying, but if I had a missus, I'm not... And even if I did go up there, for example, like... My thing is this. The issue is her going up, but that's not the main issue. It's how you acted.
Yeah, bending over, whining, man.
Because you can just go up there and say, hey, then I'm a big fan. My man's just in the stage. I mean, my man's just down there. Just
you ain't got time for that.
How have you not got time for that?
Brother, you're not the movie here. Like, what do you mean?
It's not to do the movie.
When Chris Brown did his one and the girl came on the stage with her phone up, by the way, he dashed her phone. Even then, I'm vexed. He dashed my girl's phone like that. Also, you're moo for going on the stage anyway. But he skied her phone, you know? Like, it weren't like a, let me put it on the side. Man grabbed it, fing, I said, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll get that back.
No, I know, but it's the disrespect. Like, Chris Brown just threw your phone.
Yeah, well, why is a phone in my face?
No, I hear it from Chris Brown's part, but I'm saying...
I wouldn't fling it. I just put it down somewhere.
Cool, but Chris Brown decided to fling it because he's the star. It's my point.
Yeah.
So whatever the star wants to do, Trey Songz did it. I was in Hammersmith. I was there. He invited two girls to the stage. Then he took off his T-shirt. They're rubbing up on his chest or whatever. It's on YouTube if you don't believe me. Then he puts on the T-shirt, covers his head. He puts both girls' heads in the T-shirt. So people in the audience, all we can see is three people's head in some white tee. Man is lips. Hey, if that was your... Girl, your head is hot. You think your girl's going to be like, oh, wait, one second. That's my man over there. Oh, allow me, man. This is Trey Songz saying, kiss me. But the lip sync was, I said, yeah. If you have a boyfriend in the crowd, finished. His breath was probably hot as well. So wait, you're telling me Megan tried to lip sync, you're going to be like, yo, my girl's in the crowd.
I'm lipsing still. I just know that my relationship's over at that point in time. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
What I was going to say.
Megan tears off the trousers and you just see bare cheeks. He just starts twerking.
It's done.
So you go ahead. You can smack it.
It's done.
You're going to look at your face for confirmation.
No, I'm going to look at it and say, I'm so sorry.
I'm just going to wind it up.
I'm so sorry about this.
Hey.
Bow!
It's techie, man. But I just believe if you're in a relationship, you do not go on the stage. If the artist wants to come down to the stage or come to your table or whatever and they want to serenade you there, cool. Whatever. But yeah. Shout out my man though. Shout out her as well. And the piece of advice you gave her was right. Just ignore the noise. We'll blow over. Yeah, something
but
else.
But she's not used to that arena, that's why.
Yeah, but something else will become the talk of the town. And
also remember, she's openly wrong. If it's something where some people will be like, nah, I can see it. But everyone saw what she done.
She apologized.
I hear that, but I'm just saying. So, because when you're openly wrong about something,
everyone,
there's a level of like, my bad, I hear it. So that's why, but.
And maybe people weren't happy with her apology because there was just like excuses.
I didn't even hear her apology.
Oh yeah, it's on the blogs. But the part, so basically she dropped part one. She had a part two of the part one. And then she based, the new one was basically, I'm scrapping that part two because you lot are basically sick in your heads. Actually, do you know what? I mean, I can play it. It's on the blogs. Just so you can kind of hear where our heads are right now.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Let me put the first one though.
Is the first one still online? Yeah, okay, cool.
So that was my new story time. I tell my side of the story because the amount of hate that I'm getting called all types of things that I've never even heard before. Like, it's getting a bit scary, and I keep coming, like, whoa. So,
yo,
I really want to explain myself and address a few rumors as well. But obviously, before I get that started, I want to publicly apologize to him. Obviously, me and him, we've had private conversations when we spoke, but since it was public, I think the right thing for me to do is to publicly apologise to him. Like, that was bad, but, you know, it was honestly a mistake. If I knew this would, like, get this far, I wouldn't even go to a concert. I don't know, because this is not worth the hate that I'm receiving. But yeah, since it was public, I want to publicly apologise to him. So yeah, let's just get straight into, like, the story. And the rumours, actually. I want to address the rumours first. So, first of all, who's Fafa? No, who's that person?
Oh, yeah,
Said that my name is Fafa?
Sorry, how do I pause this video?
Because I have...
You can't pause.
No, come please. Okay. Because how? I literally went on stage. I literally said my name is Jess. I said it twice. So I don't know how people are getting this information from. That's not my name, please. Like, no. And also, people saying that he's the one that bought the tickets. Who told you that as well? Who said he's the one that bought the tickets? It was me. I'm the one that bought the tickets. I want to meet him to have a good time because, you know, like, we're young. Like, real young. So, like, I thought this was a good thing to do. Let me just take our man to a concert. Let's have fun. Like, that's it. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, since when is it illegal to do so? Since when? That just tells you a lot because us women, we can do things as well. Like, if I want to take our man out, I'll take our man out. So yeah, like I said, it was me. Anyways, also, me and him, like, we've had private conversations about going on stage with Omen A because he does this at his shows. If you really know Omen A, you will know that he's done this in his past, at his past concerts. Like, this is what he does.
Hey, stop that, please.
This is literally what he does. It's nothing new.
Cut that.
So obviously, I said to him...
Cut that. Wait. You bought a ticket for your band to have a good time. All right, cool. You've heard about Omalay's concerts that he brings people upstage. So you and your man had a conversation about this beforehand, that if Omalay called me on stage, I'm going to go.
And he was cool with that? Oh, you're saying that he's rubbish?
I could have never gone to that concert.
Oh, facts.
Ever. You're telling me beforehand.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That you're saying that if Omalay calls you up, you're going. What? Nah, I'm sorry.
I don't think it was serious, man. Like, someone who's not serious can say that to me, and
I'll be late on purpose.
I wouldn't be front row.
We'll be in the back,
exactly
by the bar.
That's my point. But just to add clarification to what she said about the Fafa thing. So it's your cousin, you know.
Who's Fafa?
Basically, your cousin uploaded a video on his page, Chopsy,
yeah,
of a girl in the audience singing,
yeah,
Omalay's song.
Yeah.
One of them, I can't remember, but she was proper guying in. He was filming her.
Yeah.
So that video has gone up. Another video.
Was it her though?
No. Different girl. Fafa. Yeah. Then there's another video where, because your cousin filmed it, he's caught Omalay backstage and he's gone, oh, say hello to your fan. And Omalay's gone, oh, what's her name again? Someone said Fafa. And he goes, oh, shout out Fafa, something like that. When this incident happened, someone's tweeted those two videos and the two videos from the concert.
Oh, okay. So it's been merged.
Yeah, and then someone's ran with the narrative, oh, my lady even know your name. She's like, yes, he did. I said yes on the stage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So that's where the fafa came from. And
but Omale tried to distance himself though. Omale was like, I didn't know she had a man. If I had known, you know, you man, peace out by the album. Omale had, brother, I ain't going to lie. He has, that PR for him has been a madness because his name has been all over the blogs, bro.
Yeah.
Like for the past, I can't lie though, we dragged stuff out though because this has been.
It's been 3 days.
What, it's been longer than 3 days. It's been about a week. Bro, this happened last week.
Oh yeah, because her apology was 2 days ago. That's why.
Yeah. This has been time ago. It's been about a week old, man. It's come up to 10 days, bro.
And we're stretching it out.
Allow me.
This is going to be out of ready. But to be fair, it's just our fault.
Nah, but we're not talking about it like that. At the end of the day, I just feel like, give her a chance anyway. Like, it's done. She done wrong, yeah, whatever. But it is what it is, man. But my thing is this. Someone can do wrong, but why are you piling him with death threats? Are you okay in your head?
But it's online. Like, but it's not okay.
I don't understand why that's cool, though.
No, I'm not saying it's cool. I'm just saying, brother, online right now is lawless. Like, these people are doing it from anonymous accounts.
Like, you feel like because I've done wrong, you can say something mad to me and it's okay.
Bro, I saw an argument today where I think Lippy said that PK is better than, is it Dalio? Amar Dalio at United. Is that you say his name? Okay, he said that.
Amar Dalio, the one that was Sunderland player of the season last year.
Yeah, he said PK is better than
PK is strong though.
Yeah. But he's all that pounded.
No, because I play football. I used to play football. So there's certain times when I watch his highlights, yeah, and I see 50-50s, people are bouncing off PK, bro. I'm like,
it's the Congolese in him.
And PK's not moving. It's like, there's certain man that like, you see them like, they'll barge you, that's the strength. PK's not doing anything. Bro. He's literally just standing there, man's walking into him, boom.
But their man are strong. I tell you why I know. Yannick Bolasie was like that. And there was one time, he'll forgive me for saying this, Rashid Linkup, I think he's Ugandan. Brother, there was one time, yeah, someone pissed him off at an event, I was there. The way he grabbed this dude, yeah, because it's out of character.
No, but you're making it sound.
No, it's out of character.
No, but the way you make it sound is like you're saying, Bolasie will forgive me for this, but he's not involved.
Not Bolasie, Rashid.
Yeah, but that's, I'm just saying to make sure.
I'm just saying people that are strong.
No, but because it sounded like.
I was talking about,
it sounded like you were talking about they saw each other.
No. So Bolasie's man them from ends. Go watch his episode on Filthy, just dropped on Wednesday. He's man them, DK. So that's Bolasie. But I'm saying separately, one time I was at an event in Shoreditch. Rashid was the cameraman. He's bumped into someone who apparently had problems with him. And Rashid said, I remember, I think he said to the youth, brother, like, we'll sort out enough time. Not now. Anyway, we've gotten outside. The youth was like, right now. Rashid's like, all right, cool. But the way Rashid grabbed this youth, yeah, and everyone was trying to get Rashid off the youth, brother, I was like, bro, I got to plant my feet. I said, and he don't get angry. He's not a man. I've known Rashid for years. He don't get angry. So that day was very out of character. He's like, he pissed me off. I didn't like it. I'm like, but brother, you just laughed. Rashid's just like.
And Rashid's gymming now as well.
Big brother.
Yeah.
He's strong. Rashid is a strong man. But he's, again, that part, them parts of Africa. Brother.
To be fair, Africans in general though.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like,
I think it's the food or something.
Even Thing. Thing's got African in him. He has to, bruv. Caicedo. But some of these tackles, brother, relax.
Yeah, because that challenge was nasty, man.
Bruv, man's ankle's gone 3 weeks. Our injury list.
No, you're lucky that's 3 weeks. I thought that could have been like 6 months.
That was the same thing that happened with Jota. Was Jota's ankle as well or not? No, knee. The way man landed on his knee. Yeah. But at Liverpool right now, it's mad. Because we're still in 3 cups. Yeah, FA Cup.
Oh, Europe. You're still in Europe.
Europa. We got, I think we got Sparta Prague.
Yeah, but them ones, it's not the team. Man's traveling to Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, Prague.
I reckon Arsenal can do it, you know. But you just got to either beat City or beat Real Madrid if you buck them. And then Liverpool is
I'm not going to lie to
Leverkusen.
You see Arsenal, yeah? Arsenal could be, it depends on the run, but if Arsenal get Real Madrid with all their players, we're toast.
All their players fit?
Toast.
Bellingham's injured right now.
I know, but if we get them and they're all fit, toast.
Arsenal's you sure? I think Gabriel. Toast. No, bro. I think Gabriel and Saliba might surprise you. You know, who would you play left back?
No.
If you go with Madrid,
it's got to be Tomiyasu or Yeah, Tomiyasu.
And who's right back?
Or Kawhi, what his name is.
And your right back, Ben White.
Yeah.
And your midfield is who?
But Ben White against Vinicius.
Yeah, but then who would double up in midfield?
Hopefully Partey will be back by then. Be Partey and Partey, Rice, Odegaard. Or you could play Jorginho in there. But then you need that in midfield. You need that. Then Havertz up front.
Just stretch them out.
No, no, just so that when we ain't got the ball, he can drop back into midfield. And brother, that Madrid attacking is brother. That team's mad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the team you have to beat if you want to win. If someone else knocks them out.
And the thing is, they haven't actually got a striker in the middle. They haven't actually got
You
know what I'm saying? It's just Vinicius, Rodrigo.
Did you watch Inter?
No.
Inter's scary too. But it's mad because it's Arnautovic up front, bro. Yeah, but he was on.
No, but they've still got, what's his name?
Thuram.
Yeah, and the Argentinian brother.
Oh, Lautaro
Martinez. Yeah,
but I think it was Martinez and Arnautovic that played the last game. But they were, I can't remember who they played.
In your Champions League,
yeah. But they were running them ragged, bro. It was only a matter of time before they scored. And then they got the goal.
Yeah, but teams like Inter are weird though. They're good, but then if they come against a good team, they just get smoked.
It was Fing that was on at the stadium that day. Inter, Atletico Madrid.
Atletico are dodgy this year. I saw Barca. Them two teams don't even. Anyone betting, don't bet on Atletico Madrid on Barcelona this season. But I'm telling you, they'll lose you money.
No, but Barcelona, they got bare man injured, bro.
They've got enough man there to beat teams, bro.
Their main players injured. Gavi and...
Pedri's back, though.
Pedri
played last game.
He came off, though. Yeah, I don't think Barca's the same, innit? But... Who knows? They're in Napoli 1-1. But you might not even get out. You reckon you'll be poor?
You should do, yeah. The difference between Real Madrid and Barcelona is life. It's like, that's two different examples of life. They both had big players that left. But remember, Ronaldo left, they coped with it because they still kept other ballers around. Like, Ronaldo was their star, but remember, they had Modric, they had Ramos, they had all these players. But when Ronaldo left, they still had like Ramos, Marcelo, then gradually they let them go.
Barca did it all at the
Barca,
same time.
Barca, yeah, it's like everyone left before Messi.
And Messi was the...
And then Messi was the last one that left. So when Messi left, there was nothing else holding anyone to Barca. Mm. It's mad. Whereas when Ronaldo left, you'll still watch Real Madrid. You know what I'm saying? Because Benzema was still there. Ramos was still there. Modric, Cruz was still there. You know what I'm saying?
Even the new... Brother, the new team that they're building?
Their team's like, brother, it's a black team, you know?
Mbappe, when Endrick comes, someone's not going to play.
No, they're all going to play.
How?
They're in every single tournament.
But you got Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, he's playing.
Mbappe.
We don't have to happen. Yeah, but that's front three.
No, wait. Rodrigo.
That's front three.
Enric.
No, but Enric's young. Okay. Enric's like 16 or 17, isn't it?
Yeah. But they're banking on him. That's the future.
Yes, I'm saying. So Teme Rodrigo was there when Benzema and... He might have been there towards when Ronaldo was there as well.
Ronaldo might have got more goals, bro. Someone was talking about Benzema, and they were saying how you don't forget the days where Benzema was basically Gabriel Jesus up front.
Yeah, people say
and
that.
And he was frustrated. No. Like basically his Madrid career wasn't what it was.
But do you see what people
back in the day
now? Do you know what I don't like when people online, someone creates a narrative of Fred online and then everyone just runs with it? But
Benzema was always smoky at Real Madrid.
It wasn't like smoky, but he was smoky, bro. He's always been smoky. Not like, remember, people don't realize Ronaldo's like Flair Mayweather. You've made these stats that shouldn't exist for a normal man. People think these are normal.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's scoring 54 goals in the season, bro. That's not normal, bro.
So when a guy that scored 20,
Scoring like 15, 20, people are like, them man are moving normal. This guy is not normal, bro. What Haaland's in the league right now is not normal, bro. But then man would tell you, yeah, but Haaland's got 54. People can look back at the league now in about 10 years and they would tell you that Salah's season wasn't good.
Because of what Haaland done.
No, last season.
Oh, yeah, because of what Haaland...
You're like, no, it doesn't work like that, bro. Like, you had to see it. Yeah, but Salah was missing bare chances and no, bro.
Final question before we go, yeah. is Harry Kane not a flop, but...
No, he's not.
No. Like, has he had... Would you say that... So, okay, let me give context first before I ask the question. So, before Harry Kane, Bayern were blitzing the league anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, if Harry Kane goes to Bayern, he's going to score 35 goals, which he's on course of doing. Yeah. But now, with what Xavi Alonso's doing at Leverkusen, they might not even win the league.
Yeah. They're 12 points behind or 10 points behind.
So, is that seen as a failure?
For Bayern, it is. But they're still in the Champions League, though.
But they're not favourites, though.
Yeah, but they don't have to be favourites.
But who they playing?
They lost 1-0 Napoli last game.
Napoli was playing Barca.
Are you sure? They lost 1-0 to someone, bro.
I'm looking at it right now. PSV Dortmund.
Yeah.
Inter Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
Porto Arsenal.
Oh, Lazio. There's a team in blue.
Yeah, Lazio. 1-0.
Yeah, see?
And but they got a red card. And then the penalty was the goal.
Up or whatever his name is.
Yeah, and then the penalty was the goal. So it might have been a...
You got two red cards in two games, that brother. Lost them two games in a row.
17 attempts, not the one on goal. Bayern.
Yeah.
Reach. And who do they have up front? Kane, Muller, Musiala and Sane.
Yeah. It's one of them games. Remember them 10 men.
They're going to come home though. So basically, Real Madrid, Red Bull Leipzig, 1-0. I think Real Madrid's going through. City.
You never know, there might be a shock there because Bellingham's not there.
Nah, but Real Madrid beat them away. They're going back to their home.
I know, but you never know, bro.
What?
I'm telling you, you never know. Football, you never know.
Champions League home.
Never know, bro.
Okay.
Because remember, it's only 1-0.
So what does that mean? There's no away don't mean nothing.
And away goals don't mean nothing no more.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they could win.
No, I'm saying they won on their ground.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, fair enough. City, Copenhagen, City beat everyone.
Yes, toast.
Toast. Lazio won on their ground at home. So maybe Bayern will go back to their ground.
No, but Bayern just had an off day. That's what I'm saying. When you beat a big team, it's got to be the second leg you beat them.
On their ground or your ground?
Whatever. Because when it's the first leg, because remember, now the momentum is like, they know what they have to do now.
Yeah, it's mad.
See what I'm saying? Whereas if it was like a one game, you can shock anyone, bro.
Next one is PSV Dortmund. Dortmund went up 1-0 first. PSV came back. So I guess they'll just battle it out on Dortmund's ground. Inter won 1-0 on their home against Atletico Madrid. PSG won 2-0, beat Real Sociedad in their ground as well.
Yeah, but you knew PSG. It's PSG, yeah?
Yeah.
You knew you were going to win that, though.
Napoli, Barca 1-1. So who knows, Barca might turn it around when they go home. Same with Arsenal. They lost 1-0. Hopefully they turn it around. That's going to be a good game though. That's the game I'm watching.
Well, Arsenal.
100%. I think you'd all do 2-0 first half. Like, you're just going to smoke.
Yeah, but the only problem with that game is that they don't have to score now.
Who?
Porto.
Or they can just defend.
Just going to get a man behind the ball and then maybe try and hit Arsenal on the counter.
Yeah, but...
Garbage.
I said garbage.
It's true because remember, they don't have to score. They can make the game boring. They can take long. The goal kicks are long. The throw-ins are long. This is going to waste time, bro. I know already. I can see it.
Wait, all the players that you said, they're injured.
What players?
Partey, Tomiyasu. For the next leg. Oh, you know, you said against Real Madrid.
Yeah. They're training though. All the players are in training now.
Who are these dons that you lot got on your bench? Who's heaven?
No, but this ain't a proper... This team ain't been... That's not a real team.
It's not a real team.
No, that's like... You know they say probable lineup, so you just throw whoever's in there. Because on the bench would be Reece Nelson, Emil Smith-Rowe, Eddie Nketiah, Cedric, Ramsdale.
But yeah. Can we recommend some music for them? So Mount Rushmore, I believe they should listen to... Actually, let me do it like this. If you don't care about like where I am in life, that's just like my mood. I kind of wrote a playlist just to kind of if you want to listen to the playlist in this order, this kind of lets you know what kind of mood I'm in when I'm driving around. And then I might create the playlist. That's why I was asking you about playing music. I might just play the music and whoever wants to stream it can stream it. But it's a guy called Honcho. He's...
The American dude with a dread.
Yeah, he gives me future vibes. But his performance is on YouTube. It's not on Spotify, I don't think. It's called 6 Years Later. And then from that song, going to Future, Ain't Coming Back. Wavy. and going to Little Baby Real Spill. Dave Giggs Straight Murder. And then Sade, No Ordinary Love. See, I just switch up the vibes there.
What kind of place? Like, are you okay?
Trust me. Listen to it. Young Thug, Dropping Jewels.
But I'm going, man. What is this? But what Wavy. Kind of brother, what you're all over the place?
No, no, no. It's a mood. It's you're, a mood. I'm creating a mood.
So when I'm at breakfast in Dubai and I'm putting noodles on a plate of eggs or whatever, there's a
what's
problem. That's
with...
the same thing you're no, doing here.
That comparison is what? It's brother, a mood. I'm creating a mood.
Brother, that's what you're doing, brother.
But I'm creating a mood here.
Brother, how can you have
have you heard the songs?
Brother, how can you have Sade, no Ordinary Love with Future and her,
The reason why
what? Dave Straight Murder. Wait. Man talking about corners
why,
and Trent.
Wait. The reason why I put Sade No Ordinary Love in there, because her voice is in the Little Baby Real Spill. It's her sample. So you're already in that mood once you listen to that song. Allow me. But like I said, it's a mood. We're creating a mood here. Then you go into Mario Never.
You got too much time on your hands.
No, I don't.
You definitely do.
This is what I listen to in my car.
You have too much time on your hands.
Whatever, man.
I'm making playlists in line with...
But let me finish, bro. Nipping out. Then type in Nino Man, Funk Flex Freestyle, 025, number 25. And go into T.E. Dines, his link up freestyle, the one where he's wearing a white tee. Then from there, you go into Don Strapsy, Ironside Freestyle. Then we go back, slow it down a bit. Future, Jersey, DJ Esco, How Can I Not? SG Little Baby, I Think. Rick Ross, Meek Mill, Shaq and Kobe. Meek Mill and Favio Foreign, same 24. By the way, that is the best Favio Foreign I've heard. The way he raps on that song.
You don't even sound like Favio.
Brother, it's mad. I'm looking, I had to watch the videos. Is it Meek Mill?
Yeah. I was like, who's, when brother. I first heard it, I was like, wait, don't even, I heard it, I figured it sounds like Favio, but you don't rap like that.
Brother, he's if he keeps us giving, if he keeps giving us that, yeah. And then going to Little Baby and the Flyest, Fugazi. And from there, going to Drake, 4 p.m. in Calabasas, by the way.
Why is this list so long?
Drake? Oh, because I was just in the mood.
Couldn't you just tell people the name of this playlist and tell them to download?
No, because I haven't done it. This is what I listen to on YouTube. That's why I was like, you got to listen to it on YouTube. By the way, Drake, 4 p.m. in Calabasas, yeah?
Don't start again. Is that call you Drake fanboy?
No. Brother, go listen to that song again. He is rapping, bro. Oh, nah, it's the mood I'm in. I'm just letting you know what mood I'm in.
There you go. And what mood is that?
I'm in a nice place right now. I'm dropping tickets and they're selling out in a minute and that.
Oh.
I'm in that kind of mood, you get me?
Sicko.
Yo, some of your favorite rappers ain't doing that. So, you know, then it goes into Drake Mob Ties, the one on the Scorpion album.
Big tune.
Then Drake You With Me on Views.
How long is this? Where are you driving to?
Long,
where are you driving
it's
to?
It's just the mood. Like, you can start wherever you
but
want.
But where are you driving to?
Your house.
Fuck.
And then Drake, Stunt Hard. It's an old song. It's basically, a lot of you won't know this Drake. So search this song. It's with Lil Wayne and another artist called Nut The Kid. Now, 2024, that name is Brazy. Nut The Kid. But he can rap though. He's one of the... basically, one of Lil Wayne's talents, but obviously not everyone made it. Like Tiger, there was Lil Twist, there was Gutter Gutter, there was is it Chanel? I think it's Chanel. The ladies know who I'm talking about. You know that song, Rain On Me by Lil Wayne? Sorry, by Ashanti. He's got his own version, Wayne On Me. The girl singing on that song is his artist at the time. Yeah, and then from there, I go into like when I got introduced to Lil Wayne. Because remember, the reason why I personally fuck with Drake so much is because I fucked with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was my guy. And then he's introduced. Oh, by the way, this is my...
What's going on here with this playlist, bro?
I'm just saying. Then he goes into like all of Lil Wayne's, the hits that I got introduced to. So, Man, I Miss My Dog. Something You Forgot. A tune called Hot Shit with Joel Santana. Ambitious as a Rider. Leather So Soft. His verse on Dano, Run This Town, Ignorant Shit with Drake, 6 foot, 7 foot.
Run This Town is rude.
Brother, he's skipping on
we
that.
We are.
Have you heard Bloody Mary with Jules?
Put the beat in. record me at CDVR. Oh my God.
Talk to your chest. I ain't talking CPR. Riding this track like I'm on a fucking street car.
Call me Nimrod. I said, gee. I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
But listen to Bloody Mary as well with Joel Santana. Have you heard that? that when they linked up again. No. They linked up again recently.
What?
Oh, this is what I'm saying.
No, I think I know what you're talking about. And he's got the other tune. Yeah. And then Wayne goes, I do, but nah, the cool's, but nah, but
yeah,
this,
yeah,
but nah,
the be come on, right? Yeah.
Come on, but a rape man, bro.
Love you. All right, Lil Wayne, I told y'all, I'm going to get it from the side, play my bad with Chanel, Wayne on me, Chanel, and then Lil Wayne single. But those are old Lil Wayne tracks that I'm just letting you know what version of Lil Wayne that I was rating. But yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what I'm listening to because man took the whole time.
No, I didn't. You got 8 minutes.
You definitely did. But. Yeah, in regards to let us know innit. In regards to what you can put also, send us a symbol if you've got to this part of the podcast. So send me a lightning bolt. No. Taser's a lightning bolt, innit? If you got to this part of the episode.
Yeah, lightning bolt.
Send me noodles. And also, if there's any things you want us to talk about on a weekly basis in regards to a football bit or have a music part or whatever. Any ideas? Even if it's live call-ins, we might start doing live call-ins as well.
Yeah.
It just depends, innit? But live call-ins might be a bit different though because we'll have to tell you when we record.
That's fine. I think basically we're going to be more interactive. So if you see something on the timeline and you think it's something you want us to share our thoughts on, just tag us. When I say us, I'm talking about the Free Shots page or DM it to the Free Shots page. So at least every week when we're coming in, there's a collection of stuff that we can talk about.
If you can, if it's for the Friday episode, we record on Tuesdays. Tuesdays. So you got to get in by then. But to be fair, even if you send it, we'll see it. So.
Yeah, submit it by Tuesday morning. This episode drops on Friday. So if you're hearing this, it's Friday. Actually, no, because you've been hearing it whenever. But yeah, just try to get
this
submitted.
This one is Friday though.
No. But I'm saying they might press play on a Saturday.
Okay. So,
but either way, whenever you're listening to this.
This episode.
Whenever you're listening to this episode.
It's 3:95 anyway.
Just submit it by Tuesday morning, every Tuesday. For now, that's what the date is now. Submit it and then we'll have a gander, talk about it. And then, obviously start reading out the comments more often. So keep leaving your comments on Spotify. Do you leave comments on Apple or just if you're listening on Apple?
I think on Apple, you can comment on the podcast as a whole.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think.
Then do that and obviously leave your comments on the YouTube. I'm going to get the login from you so I can start being interactive on YouTube as well, like replying to
You've
comments.
Got the login.
Yes, sorry. All right, cool. So, yeah.
I'm interactive. I just like the comments.
No, I'm going to start replying if
but
it's
when funny. But when they're dissing, man.
But it is what it is, right?
I know, but I can't like that.
And then, what's the last thing? Yeah, moving forward, I'm going to start saying hello to those listening on Spotify, those listening on Apple, those watching on
YouTube,
and those who are listening. Anyone listening on Google?
And Amazon Music.
And Amazon. Let us know. Give us a signal if you're listening on Amazon and Google. And also, one more thing. Once you've got to this part of the episode as well, DM your flag to our Free Shots account. Just DM the flag. I want to know where people are from, where you're listening from. Or,
I think it's better, not your flag, where you're listening from.
But do me one better. When you're listening to the podcast, just take a picture of what you're doing in that moment and just send it to me. Tag me.
Yeah,
I want to see it, yeah.
Tag me as well.
Tag me and Marv and the Free Shots page. I want to see it.
Yeah. So if you're listening, for example, if you're listening in your car,
tag me.
If you're listening in your house, tag me. If you're at work, tag me. Whatever.
If you're doing intimate stuff and you try to do the time stuff,
tag me.
Don't tag me.
Oh, bro. I mean, yeah. Don't tag me. Don't tag me in there.
Because one don sent me
meat.
No, but relax, man.
No, but that's what you said.
No, but every time you say that, it's like he didn't send meat. He sent the aubergine emoji. It wasn't meat. That's
oh, Keith's you don't know that stuff.
That's Keith's DMs. But the guy sent me a video of a white guy drinking a bottle of tequila and he said, this is my white friend taste. And the guy was backing the tequila, but it was Sierra, bro. So I know your headache the next day.
Yeah, Sierra's hella sugar, blood. Gut health in the bin.
Eddie would be happy with that one still. What's your thoughts on Eddie doing JRM show?
I haven't seen it. I heard it's good though.
I'm going to check it out when I get into it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I actually messaged him to come on the pod.
Have you got a show that you can leave them with? That you're watching?
I'm not watching anything.
I'm watching Trigger Point.
I'm watching Reacher. I need to finish that.
And I'm going to start Kin Season 2. Wavy. By Irish Mob.
Okay.
Cold.
I have my brethren's Disney login. She changed the password. Round.
Disney? Ain't nothing on Disney.
There's bare stuff on Disney.
Oh yeah, by the way.
Bare stuff on Disney. I'm going to actually message her now.
Anyway, hold on. Final question before we go, yeah? Is there any brand company that you'd like to work with? Because I've noticed it, when you say them out, more time they reach out, you know.
It's crazy, though.
So who would you like to work with in the near future?
The only one that strikes out to be is Gymshark.
Gymshark, all right, cool.
Because I'm starting to go gym more. And they sent me like some stuff the other day, so I was wearing it. That stuff's nice, Brad.
Yeah, quality.
Like the sweatshirt, the shorts, and the t-shirt.
What, they sent you a care package?
Yeah.
What, I don't go gym? Gymshark, please. I go gym, so you know what I mean? For me, I want to record a skincare video soon.
Oh, that as well.
So if you're a skincare brand that you'd like, not me to promote, but like you're a good product.
You like me to promote.
No. You're a good product that I can use. Cool, if it's good, I'll eventually record it in my video, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Feel free to send.
Could even skincare. My brethren was trying to get me to, there's a lady that is in Essex somewhere, and she was like, going to get me to do a facial there and whatever. But the thing is, I go through stages where like I'm on the skincare and I'm proper like using serums, using this, using that. Then I just have a period of time where like I'm just using the daily, you know, the one with the pink lid. Is it miscellaneous? You know that they do miscellaneous water?
You're taking a piss, bro.
Not too bad, innit?
Yeah, Garnier.
I just use the Garnier. There's one that's like
disrespectful.
That's just a good one though for like cleaning face.
Yeah, but is it because you don't have the products there?
No, sometimes I have, but like
I'm saying if you have them there,
I'll use more. That? Yeah, yeah. But sometimes, but it's just a case of if I'm like, I need to just, I'm in the shower, bang, wash.
Why are you rushing, bro?
What do you mean?
Your skincare routine should be at night anyway. Like before you tie a durag.
But remember what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting better at it now.
Or before you go to attend to
normally,
do market research at someone's house.
No, I'm
turn up fresh. You get me?
That's one thing that I can't associate with. But what I'm saying is, in terms of the skincare, like remember, what bare times I've sitting in a pod, I'm just on chilling, watching TV, and then I wake up, it's next morning.
Yeah, I know.
I don't go. That's what I'm saying.
When I said you don't sleep properly, but I was getting on to me. Thank you for admitting it.
No.
I said he just lights out and just wakes up. No, daytime.
I do sleep properly.
Because but allow me.
No, wait.
You even assumed the position on your sofa.
So you're not even get my thing out. What I'm saying to you, yes, wow, this is crazy. It is absolutely bananas.
Hey, on that note, we're out, man. You had a holiday.
Yeah,
stinker.
Nah, I never finish what I'm saying, man. So when I sleep, I have a decent sleep, I just conk out. So I'm saying, but now what I'm doing is I'm saying to myself, I'm going
to
wash my face.
No one listening to you.
People are shutting off, bro. I wash my face before I go into bed now. As in like, not like, so for example, if I get back at like 9 or, remember, I look at it like this, I'm going to wash my face before I go to bed. The issue what I should be looking at is, as soon as I go home and I'm going out again, just do it then. Yeah. Even if it's 7 p.m., 8 p.m., just do it then.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but in my mind, it's normally, I'll do it just before I go to bed. But then when I'm in bed and I'm comfortable, I'm not getting up to do it.
Yeah, I hear that.
So I'm trying to do that now. So even now, when I go home now, I wash my face and then do it.
I need to shower. I went to the gym and came straight here, so I'm going to go home and have a proper shower. I need to wash my hair.
I need to go gym today as well. I didn't go gym. I went gym yesterday. I need to do chest and back today. I need to go gym today. I can't do chest and...
Did you book the same flight as me? Friday?
Yeah, my flight's at 11.
I need to double check. Matthew sent it to me, but yeah, man, it's going to be a good weekend. I don't know who's coming out the manual, though. Love. Brent, we're out.
Cool, man.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.